T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, what's up? It's Mike Adam from Odyssey. I have Murr from Impractical Jokers en route that wherever you're going.
I'm on my way to film Impractical Jokers right now. I got to get the set.
Oh, that's crazy,
so excuse,
man.
Excuse the sun, you know, going by. I'm trying my best.
Oh, it's beautiful. The way it hits your face. I mean, love it.
I appreciate it.
So did you think you'd be doing it for this long when you guys first got started?
No, weird. Like, America has seen us get fatter, older, balder on TV. You know, no, I think when you start a TV show, you have no idea if it's going to work, how long it'll last. Every other TV show I've sold has lasted like 2 episodes and gotten canceled. So it's pretty amazing to be 12 years in now and still filming the TV show. It's wild.
Do you look back on stuff from like season 1 now and it makes you cringe? You're like, oh my gosh, we could never do that today.
It's funny. We were just talking about on set last night, no joke, that there are things that we used to do that I don't know if we could get away with anymore, or would we even try? Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I value my life too much these days to do some of the earlier things we did.
I feel like it wasn't too long ago where you were on top of an airplane, though. So, I mean,
that was about 3 years ago. I was flying outside of an airplane, and I wasn't married yet. If I was married, which I am now, I would not have done it, you know.
Yeah. Do some of the pranks carry over into everyday life? Like, are you guys pulling fast ones on each other just at home and stuff like that?
You know, I'm always worried that anything good that's happening in my life might actually be fake and it might be part of the TV show. When I got married, for a while I was like, did they set this up? And is my wife, Melissa, not real? Is she one day going to reveal that she's an actress and this whole thing's been a scam? Like, do I actually think I could, you know, get married to someone as beautiful as her? No, it's all been fake. I was worried for a while, but thankfully there are some boundaries.
Yeah. You guys are really a part of Staten Island royalty. We got like Method Man, we have Pete Davidson and a few others, but you guys are up there. And I know you have a relationship with Method Man, but did you guys know Pete Davidson prior to the recent beef that kind of unfolded?
What beef? What beef?
Well, didn't he like steal the Staten Island ferry from you guys? Or
no, there's no beef. The exchange was this: the same time that him and Colin Jost, they're both friends of ours, right?
Okay.
The same time, I think we went to was it Colin's bachelor party? Yeah, like we're dear friends. So the same time that all the world found out that they were selling the Staten Island ferry, one single text went back and forth between the guys and I saying, hey, should we buy this? And we're like, nah. And then Pete and Colin bought it. And good luck to them. I can't wait for them to open it up as a comedy club. I'll be the first online to buy tickets.
Okay. So there wasn't like a bidding war between you guys and you're like, I'm never talking to Pete again.
There was no bidding war. No bids were ever made. It was simply a text saying, hey, look at this. And we're like, okay. And then we sent another link for a TikTok video saying, hey, look at this instead. We're like cats looking at shiny objects. We don't care.
Yeah.
And the Staten Island ferry is not shiny.
Oh, I love it though. But it's crazy because the connection with, you know, Brian, he was part of obviously the FDNY for a while and Pete's dad. So I'm sure they've talked about that in the past, right?
You know, Casey, Colin Jost and Casey Jost, Casey's our director of our show. He's been on our show since day one. Their mother is probably single-handedly most responsible for Impractical Jokers because she was the medical chief for FDNY. And the first few seasons of Impractical Jokers, Q was doing double duty as a fireman and then going right to work to film Jokers. And eventually the schedule got so much that he had to go on a leave of absence from the fire department, and they rejected it and said, no, you can't go on leave of absence. And Casey's mother, Colin Jost's mother, approved it. And that's how there's an Impractical Jokers to this day. And eventually he had to retire from the force, of course, from the department, of course. But
yeah. Well, I got something else maybe you could buy. Did you hear about, I'm sure you did, Caroline's on Broadway?
I heard they just shut down, right? Like a week or two ago?
I think their final night, I might be wrong, but I think it's going to be New Year's Eve. But I'm sure you have fond memories of the comedy club. Maybe you guys could swoop in there and do something.
Well, see, well, why are you pushing for us to buy stuff, man? Like, you know, I'm trying to save up to, you know, get a new car and stuff. But I do have fond memories of Caroline's going way back. So I remember my senior prom from high school with the guys. The guys were there. Q was there. And, you know, we went to Caroline's on Broadway in our tuxedos, in the limo, sat in the front row, got made fun of by whoever the comic was that night. And then we drove back to Staten Island and we went into 7-Eleven on Highland Boulevard and used Q's fake ID to buy Zima and bagels. Zima was a thing back then. So I have very fond memories of Caroline's.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, before we wrap up with Joe's exit, I know you guys have been having like a revolving door of comedians. Was there ever a thought to have an actual another permanent fixture on the show, or did you guys immediately know?
No, I mean, Joe is literally irreplaceable. So why try to replace him? So instead, we kind of pivoted the show, and season 10 is all of our favorite people in the world that are fans of Jokers that we've just learned about over the years that we've literally hand selected to be guests on the show. So everyone from John Mayer to Post Malone to Bret Michaels, and Paul Rudd has a cameo in the show, and so many other great people that we love that we just have learned over the years of fans of the show, and they came out to be in the Punishments, and it is epic. And I will say that we've had the cops called on the TV show twice in the past month.
can you share more details on that?
Well, you know, Post Malone was in New York City about 2 months ago. He had a show at Madison Square Garden. Suffice to say that he almost didn't make the show because of Impractical Jokers. Like, the cops came in, but as soon as they saw Q and Post Malone, they loved it, laughed hysterically, and went on to save lives, you know, rather than bust our asses.
You're giving street cred to Post Malone. You're giving him a rap sheet, huh?
I think Post Malone gives us street cred. I don't think, you know, it goes the other way.
Yeah. So who's still on the wish list for you to get on the show?
Good questions. I would love to get Steve Carell. We've heard that him and his family are huge fans. I'd love to get Adam Sandler on the show. I've heard that Jim Carrey is a fan, and I'd love to get him on the show at some point. You know,
we're
just about all booked up for season 10, which starts in February. Hopefully season 11, we get some more of our favorite people.
Awesome. Mer, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on the tour, on your marriage, everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me. And go see the Impractical Jokers on tour. All new tour. I think we're playing 40 arenas and theaters around the country next year. Go to ImpracticalJokersLive.com to get tickets.
Awesome. Thank you, Mer.
You got it. Take care, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.